This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. While majorities in both chambers of Congress support additional aid for Ukraine, the question of whether that help can actually pass Congress is still up in the air. Senate Democrats, including Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, took to the floor today to say people are watching to see what the U.S. does.
Putin knows he's losing this war in Ukraine. The only question he has is he going to win the war here in the United States Congress?
Additional aid to Ukraine and Israel are not included in the stopgap funding measure the House passed, but the Senate's Democratic leaders said it will be a high priority to get the supplemental funding request passed. There were six rows of victims and victims' families at the Boulder courthouse today as the man accused of killing 10 people at a King Soopers in 2021 entered a plea. The courtroom was tense as new details about the shooting emerged. Robert Olds is the uncle of 25-year-old Ricky Olds, who was killed in the grocery store. He says it was a tough day.
It's just a cyclical thing inside your head of, why would someone do this? Why was it that King Soopers? Why was my niece working at that time? Why did my niece step towards the door? There are so many whys that just circle in your head that, who knows, maybe they'll never be answered.
The accused shooter pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Tonight in Denver, expect clear skies with a low of 35. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 67. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 6:06.